647 1320 WILS. Let's talk about leadership, what it really takes. Let's talk to a man that led an organization of 7,000 employees, hundreds of thousands of patients, and billions of dollars in community money. Dr. Jeff Thompson is with us, CEO Emeritus and Executive Advisor at the Gunderson Health System. He's the author of the new book, Lead True, Live Your Values, Build Your People, Inspire Your Community. Dr. Thompson, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's terrific. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah. Now, when you end up leading such a big organization, is that something you plan for, you set out to do, or how do you end up in that position?
Well, you don't plan for all of it, but I was a intensive care pediatrician for 30 years, and part of that time I took on some responsibilities as a leader on projects and then became a vice president. And it was pretty clear that somebody's going to have to step into the breach of the CEO at some point, so I spent a number of years getting myself ready. So mm-hmm. It was a little unusual journey, but it worked out.
In terms of your own development, are there things you had to focus and work on in yourself before you took that position?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you take leading a large organization and being responsible for that many people and the people that you serve in your communities, you need to first say what your value set really are, and then you say how are we going to implement that. What kind of courage, what kind of discipline, what kind of training is it going to take to do that? So I read a lot, I took many courses, I went to Harvard and the Wharton School of Business for classes, and so I did a lot to try to prepare myself.
Incredible. And you were an intensive care pediatrician before that, so that must have, and you had a full career before you got to the administrative side of things, it sounds like.
Yeah, people would tease me and say you keep trying to do things to find something you fail badly at. I love being an intensive care pediatrician, and it's very challenging. It's a lot of work. It actually prepares you well to lead. You have to manage multiple priorities. You have to work in careful teams, and you have to have a consistent set of values to kind of get you through all the ups and downs.
So what would you say your primary values are?
Well, I think you have to start with integrity, without that, then most things fall apart. We aim for excellence. If you're in a healthcare field and you're not aiming for excellence, then you're mediocre or less, and that's really a big problem. I focused on innovation because I felt healthcare was not delivering on its promise to its communities, and it needed to deliver higher quality at lower costs to serve the community more broadly than just fixing them up when they get hurt. So it took a number of those things to put together.
Dr. Jeff Thompson, the brand new book is Lead True. So when you have these values yourself, how do you get those down to thousands of workers in your organization?
Well, that's important. The first cut is to be clear about what's important and declare that, get the board to agree that this is how we're going to treat people. This is how we're going to treat employees and patients, that everybody is going to be treated consistent with these set of values. And so what you do is you write them down. You make promises to the organization. From the organization to the staff, here's what we'll deliver as an organization. Okay. And then we expect the staff, here's what you're going to deliver to everyone you work with. You're going to treat everyone with respect. You're going to work for highest quality. You're going to measure to improve. All those things will be expected, written down, and measured.
And what do you do when they're falling short, then?
Well, one of the early stories in the book is about a neurosurgeon who treated frontline staff terrible, and it was hard to recruit neurosurgeons that had great clinical outcomes. But he was a terror to the staff, and he would treat them badly. And we just said nobody's ego is more important than the well-being of the staff or the patients. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up asking him to leave. Right. So you have to have the courage to follow your values, or they're just words.
How did he react to that?
Well, he was not happy, and he couldn't believe that it was his behavior that was going to result in him losing his job. And he got pretty angry. But we held our ground. We stayed with it. He wasn't happy. A lot of people weren't happy. But in the long run, it was easily what was best for the organization.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff Thompson with us, CEO Emeritus at the Gunderson Health System. Where's that based out of, Jeff?
We're based in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but we cover parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Hmm. And the book has stories from Gunderson, but stories from manufacturing around the country, education, even politics, trying to focus on values-based, not ego or money-based leadership.
Hmm. What kinds of stories on manufacturing do you have?
Well, there's a story from a bed manufacturer, a hospital bed manufacturer that built this amazing piece of technology that if you push a button, the bed would go from a very high state where it's easy for the nurses to work with it down to a very low state where it's safer for patients. And problem was it worked well for a number of years, and then it crushed the child.
Oh boy.
It killed a child.
Okay.
And then it happened again. And the people around him said, no, we gotta stay with this. They're just fluke accidents. And he said, our equipment is never gonna kill another child. And I know it might be bad for the bottom line, but we will not do that. We will not tolerate trading kids for our bottom line. And he just completely risked his career and a lot of the business's stock prices. But that's the decision he made.
What's it like, Jeff? Because when you're the head of an organization, and really horrible things do happen, obviously, in hospitals, death, and as you just said, the story of children being crushed, and people kind of look at you as the head of the organization, maybe sometimes even blame you for things. How do you deal with that?
Well, that's really hard because, if you have our organization, 7,000 employees, we're taking hundreds of thousands of patients in every year. A mistake will happen. And so I would go after it in two routes. First of all, you have to say you are responsible. I am responsible for this. Every day I get up, I'm responsible for our piece. And that should spur me on to work very, very hard to give our staff the best tools, mm-hmm. to give them clear guidance on where to go, and to help them be successful, not just, check boxes to make sure we've done all the things the government wants, but to go way beyond that. So you have to take responsibility. You have to take responsibility for it. And then you got to be disciplined enough to look your outcomes in the face and say, you know what? We're not as good as we should be in this. We mm-hmm. could be better at that. And that takes some courage, takes some discipline to follow through. But that's what you have to stay on. Otherwise, when a bad thing happens, you don't have any grounds to stand on to move forward.
Where did you feel more pressure, as an intensive care pediatrician or as CEO?
The direct pressure is clearer in the intensive care unit, but the pressure of the CEO, you have less control and more responsibility across geography and multiple places, and you're touching not personally as it was in the ICU, mm-hmm. but I'm responsible for hundreds of thousands of patients' encounters. So I would say ultimately, because it was harder to control, being responsible for the whole organization was more difficult than being at the bedside. And you know what? You don't get many hugs from moms of 3-year-old kids that you just saved when you're the CEO. When you're in the ICU, you get that, and that's worth everything.
Yeah. Is it really lonely at the top, or is that a fallacy?
It's not a fallacy. The truth is, the responsibility does ultimately lie on you, and you're not going to build much a team if every time you get an award, you take it, and every time something bad goes on, you blame somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, if you take the responsibility, you're the person, and you can talk to other CEOs and other folks, but I think it is an important thing for CEOs before you take the job to say, am I willing to be responsible for all those employees? Am I responsible for the mission of the organization? If you're not willing to step up to that, then you shouldn't take the job.
And people that have never been in the position look at a CEO and say, look, the compensation is so great that in a sense nothing really matters at that point because they're set. They've won the business lottery in a sense. What's when you're in that position, how does that factor into your life and your thinking in general?
Well, I think you're fooling yourself if you think you're going to feel satisfied about your life when you're when you're old sitting around a pool and all you got is to lie about how big your investments are to people, and that's your life work. I don't think that's very satisfying at all. And I think there's a lot of great CEOs out there that worry about what they contribute and what they do and how to stare the next generation in the face. It's why we did our quality stuff. It's why we figured out a way to lower the cost of care, improve our local economy, and decrease our greenhouse gases 95%. So we said it's not an either or. We can do that. You have to have the courage to do that. Make a difference. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is you can be disciplined about it. You don't have to take all the money they offer you. I mean, I kept my salary between no more than 12 to 15% more than the average in the organization. Mm-hmm. A lot of people on Wall Street, it's 100 times, 200 times more. So I just said to the board, I don't want any more money. I shouldn't get paid any more money, despite having terrific performance.
Dr. Jeff Thompson, the book is Lead True. I'm wondering, the fact that you spent so many decades as a pediatrician, as a doctor, rather than being focused on the administrative end through a career, do you think that brings a whole different dynamic to being a leader?
I think it did. I think you're right. I think it helped me stay focused on, if somebody came in and said, oh my goodness, we tried this innovation. It seemed like a good thought, and we lost $10,000. Well, $10,000 is not inconsequential, mm-hmm. but compared to losing a child or a baby, wasn't that big a deal to me. So I said, did you learn something? You figure out a way not to have it happen again? Okay, let's go on. Let's do better next time. It was a good setup to do that. And I spent my life making fun of people in the CEO suite, and once I got there, I continued because I had better material. So it was good.
No, it's good to have some perspective. Like Dr. Jeff Thompson, the book, learn a lot more about, you've heard about him, now learn about the philosophy behind it. Lead True. Live your values, build your people, inspire your community. It's Dr. Jeff Thompson. The book is Lead True. Find him at jeffthompsonmd.com. Dr. Thompson, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep. It was great chatting with you.
Enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.